It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 6:05. This portion of the program is brought to you by Target. Johnny Depp, we have tickets for Pirates of the Caribbean coming up at 6:30. Make sure you're here for that.
That's big.
Yeah, it's opening next week from today, and we'll have pre-screening, the screening tickets for Monday.
Javier Bardem is the bad guy.
Everyone. Ooh.
Is that supposed to be...
a draw?
No, known?
He's all over the trailer.
Oh, he is. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. All right.
Now, he's a good actor. You don't think he is?
Oh, yeah. He's great.
Phenomenal. Old Country for No Man. He won the Academy Award.
Yeah, he was excellent in that. No. Relentless.
Old Country for... No, isn't that No Country for Old Men?
I don't remember, but I know I liked the movie.
I know he did a good job in the film.
Running low on the stuff you need? Time for a Target run. Get everyday low prices on everyday essentials like milk, toothpaste, and diapers. Target run and done. So, Chris Cornell's death. We were just talking about this. I'll get some of the death stuff out of the way first off. Happy Friday, by the way, everybody.
Well, it's important because they officially designated it something yesterday after we were off the air.
Yeah, suicide by hanging. Which, as soon as we heard there was something around his neck, all I could think of is, oh my God, has autoerotic asphyxiation taken another one of our great, good people? All the people who die of that are good, Well, I don't know. I don't know them all.
I mean, you loved In Excess, did you?
I did.
Oh, really?
Sure, In Excess.
Okay.
Yeah. Loved Kill Bill. Sad to see that guy go.
Say his name.
Keith Carradine.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that his name?
It could have been David. Was it David Carradine?
I think it was David Carradine.
Okay.
Yeah. It was a Carradine.
Yeah, for sure.
Frankly,
that.
It was Bill.
Yeah. And the karate guy.
He took 5 steps. That was it.
What was that show called? Why can't I get that name?
Oh, where he was Grasshopper?
He was the karate guy.
David
the walking
Carradine.
Karate guy.
It was...
Ralph Macchio.
No.
No. We're talking about the
David Carradine.
Yeah.
The David Carradine thing where
what was
he
was
a...
Oh, Kung Fu.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's it. It was something. It wasn't Kuxulwan?
No.
It wasn't karate either.
Right.
Kung Fu! What's the difference between Kung Fu and Kuxulwan?
No. We don't.
Well, it has to be something.
They come from different places. It's like, what's the difference between Chinese and Vietnamese or Japanese?
But those martial arts always have like some tenet. Like karate,
you can
kill somebody.
but Kung Fu,
or maybe it's karate is just defense and then...
Well, they're all for self-defense and, for health and fitness.
But aren't some of them like, you can't kill anybody and you...
I think so. I think Kuxulwan definitely has that aspect where
you're not supposed to kill anybody.
Well, you try to not ever use it unless you really have to.
Right.
But
that's badasses say. They say that I'm not going to kill you with this.
I don't
go
want
ahead
to, I don't
and
want
throw
to
a punch at me
right.
so I
and
can
see
crack
what
your neck. Exactly.
Right.
But yeah,
oops.
most martial arts, including Kung
deadly
Fu,
deadly weapons,
especially nowadays. That are taught in, the Bay Area, at least, that I know of. They encourage you to, walk away first.
Sure.
Hey, Bryn.
Karate.
That's what they say at my dojo.
Oh, snap.
I am a secret ninja.
Is it true that you use circles and angles to defeat the attack instead of hard strength?
Yes, you do try to...
Thank you.
Yeah, you sidestep, you go around them, you try to use your own body weight against themselves.
This is Kuxulwan, or this is Kung Fu?
Back to Soundgarden and Chris Cornell, which is where we started.
How did we get...
Because
it's
official.
Because the people who, autoerotically asphyxiated. So it looks like a hanging.
Yeah.
Suicide by hanging. 52 years old. Absolutely. Just a huge loss.
I meant to finish the thought earlier, but as usual, as you just witnessed, we get distracted and go off.
Well, and I can't shut
every
up, so,
time.
Right, exactly.
I did notice that he was someone who didn't stop working, and I wonder what that was all about, because he had young kids.
Mm-hmm.
And if he just came through a tour with Temple of the Dog, and then he was firing Soundgarden up again to do another album, but was touring just prior. I know these guys love to work. If you ever follow Michael Franti, he's an example of someone who cannot just stay home.
Stop. Right, you think you'd own the place in Bali, you're like, well, I've arrived.
I'm staying a while.
Yeah.
I'll be
like
here
a year.
For a
I'm
year.
Gonna take a right. year off, recharge.
So I understand that, but it does seem like with young kids that he stayed out on the road.
Mm.
So I don't know what that says. Right. I don't know if that's just his rock star sort of vagabond thing that he
wanderlust
has to do,
and
or wasn't happy at home, or I don't know what.
Just, you know, some people can't seem to get to a place where they just, or maybe that was his nirvana. Like, he loved being on the road and loved playing shows. I mean, could be as simple as I really love singing for people.
Well, we'll never understand right. some mental issues that people have that there's not an explanation for it. We should find the suicide hotline number, though, as we talk about this. It wouldn't hurt to just
Certainly
mention
not.
It. Let me find
Can you
that.
Grab that?
I'll do it.
So the medical examiner has ruled it a suicide by hanging. This is the death of Chris Cornell from Soundgarden and Audioslave and Temple of the Dog. He died after his show either Wednesday night or early Thursday morning. Only 52. He has had his battles with drug addiction. But yesterday, according to sources, his wife Vicky is quoted by people who, I don't know, went to console her and then ran right to the effing news. That doesn't make sense to me either. But the word is that she said she talked to him before and after the show. No signs that he was depressed or suicidal. And then when she tried to reach him in his hotel room early Thursday morning, she couldn't get through. So she called somebody to check on him, which, as Vinny said, is kind of an alarm bell. Like, why are the alarm bells?
It just seems weird. If he's a guy out on tour and
she's already talked to him twice.
And she couldn't get in touch. Maybe he went to sleep.
Right.
What?
Well, maybe she knows better than that.
Right. So, and she doesn't owe us an explanation.
Absolutely not. It's none of our business.
In fact, if she is aware of something that was going on with him, it's probably best she doesn't share it, because he does have young kids and it just ends up out there then.
Oh, it's so awful.
So the suicide hotline number, for anyone who may be considering it, it's not your best option. 800-273-8255. Call the suicide hotline.
It's your worst option.
Suicide is.
Suicide. I mean, it's the right. wreckage that gets left behind. It's life ruining.
The hotline is 800-273-8255. Yeah.
You are loved. You are worth it. Hold on. Talk to someone. So she tried to reach him and couldn't. So she called somebody to check him in the hotel room, and he was found on the floor with some kind of band around his neck.
Yeah, I heard the word band used. And
I don't know what that means exactly, but TMZ has a ton of video. You know, it's a lot of it's crap because it's people with their cell phones.
Oh, from the concert?
Yeah. This is from Wednesday's show. He was telling the crowd how awesome they were, saying, I feel a little bit sorry for the next effing place we play, because we're kicking so much ass here, I guess.
Well, that's what someone said. Oh, he said that. Now I see it's because he wasn't going to show up there.
Yeah. This is so awesome that it's a bummer I'm not going to be available for the next shows. The last song they played, and thus the last song that Chris Cornell will ever play, which, you know, puts all kinds of weight on it, was Slaves and Bulldozers, mixed in with parts of In My Time of Dying by Zeppelin. They were known to play that. It wasn't like the first time that ever played that as a mashup, and not the first time it had been performed. So, of course, everyone's looking for symbolism everywhere. There probably isn't any there. Who knows what his state of mind was when he was on stage, but as you know, later that night, everybody and their brother and their sister and their cousins are all doing tributes, you know, on every kind of social media.
Yeah.
Dave Navarro, Rob Thomas, Gavin Rosdale, Jimmy Page, RIP, Chris Cornell, incredibly talented, incredibly young, incredibly missed. Elton John, Joe Perry, Zach Brown Band, Courtney Love, goodbye, darling boy. Please say hi to all my loved ones. I cried for you today. RIP. Tom Morello, his Audioslave bandmate, he's from Rage, right?
Against the Machine. Yes.
I love you, brother. Thank you for your friendship and your humor and your intellect and your singular and unmatched talent. I'm devastated and deeply saddened that you're gone, dear friend, but your unbridled rock power, delicate haunting melodies, and the memory of your smile are with us forever. Your beautiful voice and beautiful self will always be in my heart. Meanwhile, I guess that some fans are trying... there's a sculpture, and it's weird, too. It just looks like a bunch of antennas, but it's called the Soundgarden, and it's in Seattle somewhere.
Hmm.
And it's dedicated to someone who died as a baby. Douglas Hollis, 1982 to 1983.
And do they claim to have used the name...
They do say that it's called the Soundgarden,
okay.
And that is apparently where they got the name from. So, you know, they say here, oh, there's a big memorial at the Soundgarden, you know, the spot in Seattle, you know, that inspired this band's name. And then they show the picture of it. I'm like expecting there to be this huge amount of, there's like three bouquets of flowers on a bench. I'm like, let's take some pictures of that once it's actually a, like that's just kind of.
It doesn't.
It's not. Yeah, you can look it up, but and maybe this will get the word out that that's where they want the flowers dropped off or something. But that's a pathetic, you know how usually there's these piles of rotting flowers and teddy bears, and
it just brings me to sometimes you don't want to know where people what lyrics mean or where they got the name for something.
Oh, you're looking at the sculptures? It's a bunch of looks like a bunch of like you know cell phone towers.
It doesn't
antennas
do anything for me at all.
I was thinking that maybe those things spin. Because it looks like there's a big flat panel and then there's a skinny side. Maybe they spin in the wind and they make noise. Is that possible? Because that is the ugliest damn thing. It looks like a bunch of scrap metal.
It kind
of
sucks. It just kind of isn't that cool.
Yeah.
And the name is cool and the band was cool. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I always thought Beer Garden, Sound Garden, like, you know. And to me, those are
sure.
Cool.
Oh, like that was their hookup.
Well... Just kind of sort of that.
Oh, my God. I love beer gardens. And I love sounds.
So this is the Soundgarden. It was designed by this guy, Douglas Hollis. In 82 to 83 is when he designed it, I guess.
Oh, so it's not.
Nobody died.
The death of a baby.
That was the time that it took to build it.
And then. You think they just put the year it was dedicated.
Sure, of course. That's us.
It's actually engraved in a stone that's
it is.
Set there.
Yeah.
It looks like a baby.
It looks like
died
a tombstone.
There.
You're right. When we were looking at it this morning.
Well, thank goodness it's not some baby that died.
And so it's these structures. They're like 12 feet high. And on top of each is an organ pipe. And they produce soft tones when the wind passes through them.
Oh, okay. You were right. So there is some sound coming out.
But not because they're whipping around in a... Like I was picturing... But that's, you know, like when you blow across the top of a Coke bottle or something. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like that. And
can we hear that? Is there any way to get sound from the
Soundgarden? And you're right. The reason this place has any notoriety, because actually no one seems to really care about these things.
There are literally two bouquets on a crappy bench.
Yeah, basically. The only is because Soundgarden took their name from this artwork. That's the only reason anyone visits it.
I was a fan and I didn't know that, so it's easy to see why people don't know where to go and put the flowers.
Yeah. What now? There is an actual Soundgarden?
Right.
Hmm. Right. But it's something nobody seems to really go listen to or visit.
Ever.
Ever.
Except the guy nearby that's trying to sleep.
And the guy and the guy that dropped off the three flowers. Those two.
That constant.
Do you have the sound?
He's looking.
I'm still
for
looking.
It.
We just did it for you.
Yeah. That was it.
Can I hear
it
one more time?
Everybody pick a note and just do it right now. 1, 2, 3. That's what it sounds like constantly to all the neighbors. They all want to. Oh.
Yeah.
It's too soon. Chris Cornell's death is making people say we need to protect Eddie Vedder. It is actually tragic how many people around Eddie Vedder and other bands, the singers for other bands, have died. But he is not the Betty White of grunge, everybody.
Well, you're talking about Lane from Alice in Chains and Kurt from Nirvana.
And then they're throwing in Scott Weiland, and they're throwing in Shannon Hoon from Blind Melon, Andrew Wood of Mother Love Bone. So those are...
Oh, and Sublime. What's that guy's name?
Oh, well, Brad. Is that really grunge, though?
That's what they're saying.
No, but the era. I wouldn't call STP grunge.
I know. I wouldn't either.
I mean, he kind of copped Eddie's voice or vocal stylings.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have called them part of that scene at all.
Well, now they're saying Eddie's the last one, and we've got to keep him safe.
Interesting.
Or we could just leave him alone.
I have the sound.
Oh, here's everyone. The sound of the sound garden.
We weren't too far off, actually. Hold on one sec.
Somebody
it's
wants
a lot
to.
Higher pitched, but that's pretty much
it's
it.
It's just the one tone?
Yeah, it's just this.
What else?
That is effing annoying.
Here, take a look at that.
I would bet someone goes over there regularly and shoves napkins in the holes.
Uh-huh.
Right? Yeah, that's.
Oh, it does spin. Look at that.
Yeah, but the sound
is annoying.
Yeah, it's not soothing.
That's the sound garden, everyone. That's where they got their name.
Let's try to be as annoying as the sound garden. Impossible.
And you definitely wouldn't put Blind Melon in the grunge movement. They were like a southern thing. They came out of
sort
the south.
Did they?
Oh yeah.
Oh, where are they from? I thought they were also, you know, part. But you know what? It's because it's all the same era. So they're picking anybody who was a hit in the early 90s.
I don't disagree that there was clearly a drug problem among the artists at that time. But right. There always is a drug problem among artists.
Yeah, people who make music and tour seem to, I don't know, maybe they just get offered it more than the rest of us. Mm. You know, I don't walk around and get offered drugs. And I'm a little pissed off about it.
I was reading about... You know who Ryan Adams is?
Yeah, the Canadian singer-songwriter guy.
That dude, there was a point. So
is he Canadian? Maybe I'm crazy. I'm thinking of Brian Adams is definitely
Brian
Canadian.
Brian Adams is. I don't know that he's Canadian, but he is a singer-songwriter dude, and he's... I was reading about the Strokes. You know that band?
Mm-hmm.
And they're good. Mm-hmm. I don't think they ever lived up to who they were expected to be, but part of it was because one of the guys in the band got a heroin problem. And the guys in the band were like, it's Ryan Adams' fault. And I went,
what?
I didn't know that guy did that stuff. But then as I read further, there's Ryan Adams saying, those guys pinned the whole thing on me. They wouldn't let me come around anymore. We were friends and they stopped letting me be.
Because he was bringing the drugs over.
I guess.
That little druggy.
Who knew?
Well, the thing about drugs is there are plenty of people who seem to be able to use them and go on with their lives. And then there's the people who fall off a GD cliff and can't get their and all their teeth fall out and they can't get to where they got to go. And when they do get there, they got to leave right away.
Or they OD like the guy from Sublime, right? As they were about to break.
Oh,
Blind Melon
God.
Was an American rock band formed in L.A. by two musicians from Mississippi and one from Indiana.
Oh, you're right. They're not. Well, they threw them in there.
So, yeah.
They're in the
90s.
Mm-hmm.
If you go according to Wikipedia, I don't know if they're the all
they
you know, knowing.
Yes, we.
But they say Blind Melon falls under alternative rock, folk rock, psychedelic rock, roots rock, blues rock, and grunge.
Oh, it does fall under grunge. Whatever. They were, unfortunately for Shannon Hoon, they were a total flash in the pan. I actually liked a couple
liked
songs
them too.
Off that. And then the guy had to go kick. Anywho, a lot of people yesterday were posting Chris Cornell's cover of Nothing Compares to You, which we listened to a couple years ago, and he had performed it somewhere acoustically, and it was just so pretty. Do you have that handy? Let's throw that up. And then what was the other one that you said you found?
I Will Always Love You by Whitney.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Is that also acoustic?
Well, this obviously has great quality.
The other one's not as good.
It's like live, I think. Here, I'll play it for you in a sec.
Listen to that.
Damn, that. This could be a hit without the music behind it. Won't you come? Damn it. God damn it, we lost another one. What's going up in the news, Vince?
Oh, so much stuff. A drunk dad at Disney World.
Oh.
I'll do some fast facts. Pickles and a guy kisses a snake.
All right. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sir and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Friday. Get to our montage at some point today, Brittany. The California... Oh, did we check our tickets for the California lottery?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's on my list. So check this out.
What?
It's on my list, and I started thinking, Yuzi's not in today. What's going on?
Oh, she booked this. She's seeing... Isn't this something to do with her sister-in-law?
So you sure she didn't win the lottery and take off with our dough?
Well, we have a picture of her lottery ticket.
I looked at hers. It's no good.
Oh. Did you look at ours? All of ours?
No, I just looked at the people that handed me theirs.
All right, well, here's mine.
I got to go get mine in the car.
Sorry, don't worry about it.
Well, what if we're millionaires? Although I suppose if someone local had won, we would have.
Yeah.
They would have been saying it was bought at X store in X area.
Oh, because you didn't spend your day in the yard yesterday, like, you know, humping dirt around?
I feel like that would, it would make the news that I would hear.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't hear it either. No, I'm not saying that I was like plugged into the
lottery.
No, I
wasn't.
Report.
In fact, I just remembered it when I said this part of the program is brought to you by the California Lottery. I might not have even gotten that far. I might have just seen the words California Lottery and went, oh my God, are we millionaires?
Right. We might have won. I'd be willing to fund a new film project.
Yeah, me too. Hooman, Vinny and I are both into your film project.
You guys are the best.
I know.
Happy Friday.
We're dying for your hopes and dreams to happen, dude.
I'm not. I want you to stay here forever and ever and ever. I hope all your hopes and dreams don't come true.
He wants to be a filmmaker.
I get it. That would be great for him. Johnny Depp returns as swashbuckling anti-hero Jack Sparrow in Pirates of the Caribbean Dead Men Tell No Tales, opening in theaters Friday, May 26th. You can see it before it opens on Monday night, the 22nd, at the AMC Mercado 20 in Santa Clara. Want to go? Be caller 9 right now, 800-400-3697. You'll get a pair of reserve seats at the advance screening. Call now, 800-400-3697. The Powerball jackpot, oh, no one won. It's now $228 million.
So, for sure, there's no point. Yeah, we didn't win. Okay.
Yeah, but we might have won some money.
All right, I'll go get mine.
Yeah, might as well. And then...
just scan your things at the...
All right. Okay. Let's all get more tickets for tomorrow night. Are we doing it or not? Yes or no?
I'm in.
All right.
Someone's got to cover that.
I'll text her and find out what she wants me to do. Maybe she can get
them. She can't not be in. What if we win?
I know.
Then she'll be like, you guys, and we would have to say to her, sorry, you didn't buy a ticket.
Would we?
What? Wouldn't we?
I don't know, man.
Would you be the one dissenting voice that's like, I don't know. You can't not. You got to be in or you're out. What if Jamie comes around and goes, remember, guys, I used to do that, too.
No, that would be really sad, but.
Right.
Nope.
All right. So write her and tell her.
Yeah. Either I'll cover her or she's going to go. I'm sure. Is she in Seattle or is she here?
I think she's actually here.
Oh, she needs to get them. Okay. Powerball jackpot, $228 million. Powerball from the California Lottery. Believe in something bigger. Right, Yuzi? Drawings every Wednesday and Saturday.
Oh, that was
the Radio Alice Report.
Nice reference.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by MyPillow.com. Be sure to click the Radio Listener Special tab to get 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere travel pillows. Use promo code Alice. That's MyPillow.com. It's the official pillow of Sandy, my mom.
Me too. I like it.
Oh, you do? Good.
And the first couple nights, I was like, oh, I don't know.
Well, a new pillow is a big deal.
It is, and it's a totally different thing than what I'm used to, and I like it.
Excellent. Mm. I just want to remind you before I get to the news stories of the day, the Warriors play on Saturday, everyone. They'll be in San Antonio. It's a 6 p.m. tip time. It's game 3 in the Western Conference Finals, and tonight... I don't know that you care about your Celtics too much.
I mean, you know, it's interesting. Whoever wins that series is going to...
They got killed that first night.
Yeah,
so.
They did. So they haven't done a second game or they haven't?
No, this is the second game tonight. Yeah.
Well, maybe they've rested.
I don't know.
Licked
that,
their wounds.
I don't know that rest is
got some
help
kind of
them.
A pep talk.
They need some better players is what they need. But okay. Sure. Talk them up. See
just,
how that goes, coach.
Come on, guys. You can do it.
I don't know that the speech Mel Gibson gives with the face paint. Mm. What's that movie?
Braveheart.
I don't know that the Braveheart speech would help them in this situation.
You never know. We should try it. Let's get Mel on the line. do it or I'm going to torture you forever.
Right. So yesterday there was immediately we didn't get a lot of info about the man who's been accused of steering his car into one of the busiest sidewalks in the United States, mowing down pedestrians. He's now been charged with murder and attempted murder. The dude's name is Richard Rojas. He was taken into custody and tested for alcohol. They say that he has two prior DUIs and that he was a washout of the Navy and even spent time in the brig. Oh. So we don't know if that was for alcohol-related offenses or what, but it doesn't seem to be terrorism.
Thank God. All I could think was, now this is going to be the new thing. It's harder to transport things, so people just use their car as a deadly weapon.
This guy mowed down 22 people and one person died. They're also saying that he tried to flee the scene, and the bouncer at Planet Hollywood ran him down and tackled him.
Oh. All right.
A nearby bicycle courier says that he heard the engine revving and looked over in time to see this guy doing about 40 miles per hour as he popped up onto the curb.
Oh, my God.
So that's the latest. It's the front page of USA Today, but they do have the guy, and they don't think that it was
terrorism.
I don't know that. It's still awful.
Yep.
I didn't get to go to the U2 show. I just posted a picture that my friend sent me. And as usual, U2, they're one of the best live shows you can see. They're excellent. And here is a picture. I showed you the one picture,
yeah,
right? Here's another picture with it. It's a giant HD screen behind them. And I don't know how they've got...
Damn, how did they get a screen this enormous? I mean, honestly, it's a football field
size
screen.
I'll tell you how.
No
divisions?
They
have no problem spending a ton of dough to put on a good show. Remember, we heard they had that for that show they did in the round, that they not only spent a ton to get the first one, but they had to buy a second one and send that to the city, the next city.
Oh, that's right. They had two full stage setups because it took so long to put together.
So they do this because they like to be, you know, they put on a great show.
Sure.
But unfortunately, Levi's Stadium is not getting as good of marks as the show did. They're saying the parking was $60 if you could find a spot.
Which is incredibly difficult.
$60 is obscene, don't you think?
It's a lot of money on top of what you're already spending to go see a concert. It's highway robbery. But you'd pay it to get there in time. The problem is, if you don't pay it, you might miss this show.
They were saying in different reports I read that the mass transit didn't work. The parking didn't work. Tons of people were being turned away because they didn't know that you were allowed to bring, you know, this bag or that. That's stuff that just, look, you're going into a concert venue. You shouldn't be bringing a giant bag of, you know.
Right.
That I don't blame them for, but all this transit stuff is a cluster.
It is. I feel bad for Santa Clara, who, you know, they were psyched to get this stadium, and it's just, yeah, I mean, can you imagine living anywhere near that stadium? It must be absolute hell when anything is happening there.
It's one of those things that happens, and I know where I live. We bought the place, and right after we moved in, they started putting up a hotel right nearby. I mean, right nearby.
How was that?
It's huge. And I just was... How? And then when I asked about it, they go, you could have gone to the city to find out about this.
You should go to the city and see what's going on in your neighborhood.
Well,
you're
not every time
into.
Do you think that they're going to...
But you should do
the
that.
The second you turn around, a giant three-story hotel's going up.
Are you the first person to live in your house?
No. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah. The community was brand new.
Yeah, but...
Who would have thought? It's a little town. I don't even know how it's going to be... Who's going to go in there?
I don't know.
Right. Anyway, we're not talking about that. I'm just saying I can feel for the people who didn't know a stadium was going in.
Yeah, you lived there for 10 years. You didn't know. It's, I mean, I... just seems terribly handled. I guess that the city of Santa Clara is fining Levi Stadium for a noise ordinance thing with the U2 thing as well.
Well, it's a rock concert.
But it was supposed to end at, I guess, the curfew, the noise curfew there is 10 p.m. and it went till 11.
Oh, come
and
on.
It was scheduled to go to 11.
You can't expect a rock band to end at 10.
That's the city noise ordinance, I guess. And so they're fining them, not suing, fining.
Well, I'm sure they made their money at $60 a pop for parking.
Uh-huh. Well, that wasn't just the neighbors in the area who were like, park on my lawn, $60.
Partying with snakes, ever done it?
I have not. I don't mind snakes. I mean, I wouldn't have one. Even when I was a kid, I had one. But I wouldn't, you know the lizard people, the reptile people.
Well,
where
it sounds
go
like you're
there.
One. You had a snake.
No, I mean, when I was a little kid, I found a little snake, and I loved my snake, and I had
kept it in your room?
I had it in a little aquarium thing for
yeah, you're
a long
one
time.
Of the people. You had a snake.
But I didn't, no, one snake does not a reptile person make. It's the people where you walk in and they have cleared out one of their bedrooms and they've got like heat lamps everywhere and they've got like a, you know, little mini deserts inside 15 different aquariums. We've all seen these people. And then they always have to have like some, you know, chameleon attached to their collar. They're that person.
I agree. Ron Reinhold, though, is not that. Ron Reinhold's just a drunk.
Oh.
He's from Bostwick, Florida, and had to be airlifted to the hospital on Tuesday after he tried to kiss a rattlesnake.
A wild rattlesnake?
Yeah. And it bit him on the tongue.
Oh. Is that a bad place to be bitten? I mean, as far as, like, poison administration, it does seem like just, I get that would be bad. You dummy.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know that. Someone should tell Ron, lead with your lips. Like,
yeah. How did it get to your tongue? Were you like, was it sticking its tongue out? And you were like, hey, that's blah, blah, blah. Ow!
I mean, I don't necessarily sing the praises of the kiss like you do. I think your quote is, it's all about the kiss, Vinny.
It is.
But even I know, lead with your lips.
Yeah. Start there. Tongue second, if at all. It's not, you know, there's no law that says you got to be all tonguey.
His friend says he'd been drinking and the snake seemed calm, so he made his move. And that's when it snapped. He's currently in critical condition, but his family says it looks like he's going to survive.
So if you get bitten on your tongue with like rattlesnake venom, does it get to your brain quicker?
I'd believe yes.
Oh. So, and
it's
I'm sorry.
It seems like a short path to travel,
right? Is it a wild? This was a wild one.
Looks like it, yeah.
Stumbled on a snake and he was all like, well, it's not rattling, so I'm going in for the kiss.
People keep rattlers.
I wouldn't know.
Like, as pets, unless you've defanged them, but then you clearly don't like snakes if
right.
you've.
If they, maybe a professional snake wrangler, like for the movies, like if a movie needs a rattler.
Right.
Then they would call someone, and they do have, quote unquote, pet rattle. They're just
Ron
you know.
Reinhold isn't that.
Yeah,
and he's not a good kisser either.
Clearly, the snake didn't approve.
He goes in with the tongue.
Yeah, don't lead with the tongue. If someone's coming at you like this, it's just not. It's not good. Even this is not great. But the tongue sticking out—that's mouth wide open, tongue out. Please, please don't.
I'm reading another article here. It says that he found the snake on Monday morning.
Oh, he found it.
Oh, he just found it.
Yeah, a neighbor says that he found the snake and put it in an aquarium.
So he was trying to have it as a pet.
He was trying to foster it, yes.
And he's all, oh. So was it a baby one?
It doesn't say. And there's no pictures.
You know, whenever I find a snake these days, I just unfind it.
Right. Happened right by.
Yeah. Just. Well, there's a snake.
Two more steps, and it's not there.
And I've suddenly lost it.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. I got a couple. Thank you, 707. LMAO, Vinny. The Celtics got killed. My drum guy did not hit. Give me the needed rim shot for that line.
Yeah.
Bet that slipped by a lot of people. Clearly,
slipped by me.
Drum guy.
Well, you know.
Damn it.
A.
Hey.
Can we go back to one of the stories you reported about the 49ers and Levi Stadium real quick?
Well, we were reporting about the U2 concert, actually, but go ahead.
That's exactly right. So I read the rules that Levi Stadium made with the city of Santa Clara, and for every hour they go over 10 p.m., they're fined $1,000.
Oh, so they got a $1,000 fine.
So,
and I think that's normal. I really do think most venues have that. Not the fine. I don't know what the fines, you know, are for venues around the country, right, but they all have noise ordinances.
Sure.
So the article goes on to say the 49ers or Levi Stadium will always just pay the fine.
Yeah.
They will never follow the rule.
That's two people's tickets. So what, man?
That falls out of Jed's pocket.
Right.
What?
Right, when he grabs his car keys out, that just people just follow him to pick up his dropped thousands.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, you know, the deaths. I'll talk about those real quick. But there was a painting that sold for record money. Broke a bunch of records,
actually. I love this story.
It's a great story. Mind-blowing is what they're calling it. And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.